So Ballygunner will contest their 6 Munster final in a row against Clare champions Clonlara on Sunday, December the 3rd in Turles. The Gunners got the better of great rivals Napiershig by 4 points last Sunday. And to discuss all of this, delighted to be joined on the line by manager Dara O'Sullivan. Dara, first of all, what pleased you most about the Ballygunner performance last time out?
Yes, it was our intensity, Tomás. You know what I mean? For a lot of the game, you know what I mean? Our intensity was right there. Now, listening to, you know, coming down the stretch, it got a bit hairy, all right, but I don't think that was nothing to do with a drop of intensity. It's just the way the things kind of happened that we were, came under pressure. But look, overall, you know, it was the work rate really all over the field, which was right up there, you know, with some of our best performances.
When you speak of intensity, Dara, what are you talking about in particular?
I listen, tackles really is our main go-to, you know, and, you know, how we close down the space, you know, in the areas that they would look to try and exploit us as well. But listen, they're the main things, really, you know.
Yeah, like, in terms of closing down the space, Dara, like, holding a team like Napiershig to 9 points must be really satisfying.
Yeah, and I think they scored 1-2 from play over the hour, you know, and they got a goal late. So, like, we, you know, to tie them down to 2 points from play, you know, in a match. Now, listen, they tied us down well, as well, in fairness to them, you know. Our score was low, but, you know, maybe some of our execution wasn't at the level. Certainly wasn't at the level it was in the county final against De La Salle. You know, our numbers wouldn't have been anywhere near where they were that day, you know. But probably that's probably to do with the pressure we were under as well. It was a strange sort of game, Tomás, the way it was low scoring. You know, I'd say the wind had a lot to do with that. Like, it was a strong wind and, you know, we struggled to get our puck outs away. They struggled to get their puck outs away. So there was no real advantage from either team in relation to how the puck outs worked out, you know. So I think that had a lot to do with how tight it was, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned your level of execution, Dara. Like, I think you left 3 goals behind last Sunday, 6 second-half wides. Will you need to be more clinical next time out?
I think so. You know, and even some of our shot selection the last day, you know, was poor. Like, there was shots taken when maybe, you know, a pass inside was the better option, you know. But look, you know, I think we have a lot of things to work on from the last day. Although, you know, it was a huge, huge win for us. You know, there are certainly areas in which we think we can improve on for the next day, you know. We'll go after those.
There was nothing wrong with Pádraig Manny's conversion rate the last day, Dara. He was man of the match for the second year in a row in the Gaelic rounds. Why has he been such a consistent score getter over the past decade for Ballygunner?
Sure, listen, it's you know, how he finds space, really, you know, and how clever he is, you know, and he's cool too, and he's hugely experienced, you know. So we went into a cauldron last week, and, you know, obviously the experience that Pádraig had from, you know, being in that situation a number of times over the last, you know, a number of years, you know, certainly stood to him, you know. But Alison, overall, you know, he was excellent again, in fairness to him.
What impressed you about Clonlara and their win over Killadangan?
Listen, it's our forwards, in fairness to him. You know, like, they have a very strong forward, and you go through it, you see two Galvin, you see Conlon there, you see some good young players coming through as well that, you know, are at a very, very high level. So, you know, that's you know, where the first thing you jump out at, you know, in fairness in their performance.
Have you come across him at all on the challenge game circuit over recent times, Dara?
No, we haven't. You know, we haven't. To be honest with you, haven't played too many clear games, clear teams in challenge games, because I suppose it's a distance thing, you know, and trying to. But no, we generally, it's clear, is not somewhere where we would went over the last few years, you know, for looking for challenge games and that.
It was almost fitting that the ball ended up in John Conlon's hand at the end of that game. Dara, like, what did you make of his contribution at both ends of the field?
Actually, he's a serious hurler, in fairness to him. You know, to win All-Stars in the backs and the forwards, I don't know how many players have done that. Tommy Welsh probably done it to Kenny. I don't know who else would have done it. But, like, he's a serious player, like, you know, and at where he lines out, some stage he might be midfield, some stage he could be in the backs. You know, but certainly he's a threat that we're going to have to manage, you know.
What are your thoughts on Semple Stadium being chosen as the venue for the final, Dara?
Ah, yeah, it's perfect. You know, like, look, they're not things we can control, but listen, we'd be happy with Semple Stadium. You know, it's a good pitch. We have a lot of good memories from playing up there. You know, Wofford played there, obviously, this year, used it as their home venue. You know, so listen, look, you know, we're happy enough with that. Any of the main pitches in Munster now are excellent. You know, you've obviously the Gaelic ones was really good last week. You've Páirc Uí Chaoimh and you've Turles, like, they're the three men. And fairness, Ennis is really good too, you know, so. You know, I think we're lucky, you know, there's a lot of really, really good venues around with really good surfaces. And that's all you're looking for this time of the year, really, is a good surface and, you know, decent, you know, conditions.
You've had some good days and bad days against clear teams in the past, Dara. Can you bring you back to 1996 when you went down to Wolf Tones by a point in the provincial final? Anything that you remember about that game in particular?
I remember marking Brian Lowen, and I remember being in Limerick the morning of the match, getting an injection in my back. And I remember going out marking Brian Lowen. It didn't go too well now to Moss. Half an hour I was taken off, you know, but it was a savage battle, you know. In fairness, Paul Finn that day was exceptional for us. And, you know, we just didn't, you know, we didn't probably play as well as you would have hoped. But, you know, it was you know, it was fun times getting there. But, you know, that team that we had, we struggled, obviously, to get over to win Munster. Ultimately, we did win one. But their teams are the one that we struggled at. Eventually, I think we got the measure of St. Joseph's the year we won it in Wedge Park. And that was the one really that we got the monkey off the back, you know.
Yeah, did you meet Brian Lohan in his pomp that day, Dara?
Well, absolutely did, yeah. I struggle now, Tomás, but mildly.
Very good, very good. But as you say, you got the monkey off the back beating St. Joseph's Dura Bearfield in 2001. And like, how much of a relief was it to get over the line eventually in Munster in 2001, Dara?
Yeah, listen, you know, we were so close so many times, you know, that to get there, you know, was a huge relief. And, you know, we probably celebrated a bit too much, to be honest, after winning it, because that may have impact on our performance in the semi-final against Clonmacnoise Galway. But listen, it was a tremendous day, you know, to ultimately get there, you know, against Blackrock, you know, it was savage, you know, in fairness.
Do you have any mementos from that game against Blackrock, Dara?
I don't know, apart from the Munster medal I won, I don't have any other mementos apart from it, you know.
Right, very good, very good. Going back to the Munster final upcoming, Dara, I was actually asking Willie Hassey from McCormack early in the show about when they started back training earlier this year. He said they were back in February in the gym getting ready for the county championship. When did you get going in Ballygunner?
Listen, so we had a long year last year, so we probably got going, I'd say it was probably March or April, I'd say. You know what I mean? But look, these guys be in the gym themselves, you know what I mean? We wouldn't have to have, you know, team sessions or group sessions with the lads, really. They're well experienced in that regard. They're left to their own devices in the early part of the year. And in fairness to them all, like, they always come back in real good shape, you know. But look, our season went on a bit longer last year, so it was, you know, it was a shorter space. But they certainly need their break, and they would have got their couple of months off. But look, you know, the way these lads train, they're generally at it the whole time anyway themselves, you know.
Are they an easy group to manage in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they, you know, the bond that they're there themselves, they're so close that, you know, they train. You know, they're in their twos, their threes. They're never on their own, and they drive each other on, really, Tomás. So that's probably what makes them such a special group. You know, is that the management of them is very, very easy. You know, it's guidance is all these guys really need. You know.
And speaking of that guidance, Dara, like, how much of an influence has David Franks had on this group since he arrived in Ballygunner?
Massive. You know, David's been with us, I think this is his seventh year now. You know, he's a tremendous guy, and he's like one of us now, you know what I mean? His family's like one of us, really. Obviously they don't live in Ballygunner, but you know, when they come down, they're just nursed in the community that's in Ballygunner, and you know, he's been a huge part of it, you know. And the commitment he's given to this group over those 7 years has been immense. You know, and there's other people there as well. You look like Sir Seamus Patrick, you know, who's Shea's probably with us 30 years now at this stage, you know, strength and conditioning and the level he's at and how he keeps, you know, changing and adapting and looking at the most up-to-date ways of, you know, how teams are training and the science of it. You know, it's amazing how he evolves from year to year, you know, given his you know, how old he is and you know, but he's hugely experienced and he's a very, very intelligent person, and he studies it, and he, you know, is totally, you know, constantly upskilling himself, you know, which is hugely important to us, you know, and there's no way we'd be where we are without both those two guys.
And how would you describe the sessions that David Franks puts on for the lads every night?
Very simple, you know what I mean? There's no, you know, it's a lot of it is stick work, you know, it's a lot of it is, you know, ball to hand stuff, you know, there's no complexities to the session. You know, you look at him from a drills perspective, you know what I mean? And the stuff he does, it doesn't really vary much from week to week. You know, but he's, you know, a lot of it is game specific as well, in fairness, you know. But look, it's simple, it's not complicated, you know. It's looking at the fundamental skills of the game and the fundamental skills that are needed for the next match, the next challenge, and just basically looking and working on those, you know.
Well, Ballygunner manager Dara O'Sullivan, thanks for your time as always, and all the best in the Munster final against Clonlara.
Sound Tomás, thanks a million, bye.
Gets the ball away to Boylan, coming more into it. The man with Cork roots.
Oh, loose clearance.
It's Pádraig Mahony on the 65. Steadies himself outside the 65. Under pressure, takes his shot. And under pressure, gets a great score. He lit up the place here this time last year. Now he's got a super score there. Backed himself. And from his own 65, Boylan was coming in. Great score, Pádraig Mahony. Ball now with Ballygunner. Pádraig over the shoulder, takes the shot. Pádraig with a bit of class there. Over the bar it goes. That's Pádraig at his very, very best. 31-year-old Pádraig, a beauty. The man taking the free, Ronan Lynch, 7 points already. Drops in around the danger zone, in around Hell's Kitchen. Who'll get the touch? And ball is in the back of the net there. Ball is in the back of the net.
Is it Adrian Breen? I'm not sure.
I think it was Adrian Breen. I think the man with the yellow helmet got a touch to it. Mike Casey.
Another Hail
Last
Mary.
Hail Mary in around the danger zone. They trail by four. Who can get a touch on it? The man who wins it inside has the ball. Is Philip, was there a foul? Free out, says the referee there. That was crucial. Philip Mahony, who else to do it? What a catch when 'twas needed by Philip Mahony. May not be the tallest man on the field. The 32-year-old used every sinew to win that ball. Fell to the ground, foul, free out, and relief for the Gunners.
Well, thanks to all my guests on this week's Lorna Parka and Hugh for tuning in. Plenty of sport to come on WLR across the weekend. Nigel Kelly will be back with On The Ball on Saturday from 12 midday, while on Sunday, Rathgormack versus Castlehaven in the Munster Club semi-final will be our George Corbett's Goal, a big match. Join Kieran O'Connor and Gary Horney for live coverage from Fraher Field at 1:15. Until next time, slán go fóill.
Lorna Parka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.